All right, here we go on WST Podcast.
I like your energy.
It's a teaser. Our favorite little teasers, 5-minute life guides, as we may call them. Or we just cover topics like this, like Tier 2 cities.
T2.
Where did this come from? Where do we pull this from?
Well, we were talking about Tier 2 friends, and what better segue than to talk about Tier 2 cities?
What defines a Tier 2 city? How do you know if you live in a Tier 2 city? And let's first state this.
You want me to jump in? This is my favorite topic.
I know. Just before you jump in, let me just say this. If you live in a suburb of a larger city, you don't live in a Tier 2 city.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll come up with some guidelines to understanding Tier 2 cities. But suburbs don't necessarily count. Like, if you live in a suburb of a larger city, that's...
Large urban geographic city.
Right. Greater Seattle. One of the 5 boroughs of New York, if you live out... Whatever that may be. But there's some definite guidelines.
Let's get into it.
Okay, go! I thought you'd jump in quicker. Let's go. Let's hear it.
If you order an Uber and the ETA is more than 20 minutes, you live in a Tier 2 city.
What didn't you bring up something like Grubhub or there's no delivery?
Your Grubhub options are Burger King, Subway, and the local gas station.
Where you still have to go pick it up.
You got to order takeout. There's no delivery
option. You can't slide it over. Only takeout. Sorry, you still have to come pick it up. Or you have to take an Uber to pick it up.
If there are no Ubers in your city and there's only cabs.
Yeah.
You're T2.
You show up at the airport and there's no Uber or Lyft pickup area.
No rideshare program.
Yeah. So they collectively put you in a large van and then drop you off throughout your town as they go through. What about getting there?
Ooh, that's good.
It should, if you don't have a direct flight from LA, New York, Chicago, or Dallas, you're probably a Tier 2 city.
If you live west of Denver and Ben and I come visit you and it's a 3-legged Southwest flight where we have to go to Portland, Phoenix, and then to like Tacoma, you're Tier 2 city.
Yeah, tier 2 city. Get that. So here's a good example. There's a place in Kansas called Hayes, Kansas.
Okay.
Char happens to be from Hayes.
All right.
So how do we get there? Well, we take a flight to Denver, direct.
Okay.
Nice. Thank you, Alaska Airlines. But then you take a little commuter.
Ooh, little puddle jumper.
A little puddle jumper from, no, it's an actual jet. It's kind of nice, actually. A little jet to Hayes, and it's got like a one-strip airport. It's a Tier 2 city. But I think they like the idea of being a Tier 2 city.
Yeah. There are some benefits.
There are some. Usually have nice museums.
Usually not overcrowded.
What are the pitfalls, though? I would think movies aren't released around that time.
Ghostbusters 2 just came out in your local theater, you live in a Tier 2 city.
If you can't get LTE or 4G in your city, you're Tier 2. If you drop calls constantly.
If WST comes to visit and our phones immediately go on roaming, you're tier 2 city.
Let's see. If the internet is still dial-up, you're probably a Tier 2 city.
If it takes a week for Amazon Prime to deliver a package.
If it's not available. Available by your end. Nothing. It just shows no products.
You no longer have an Amazon Prime membership.
If you can't stream content, you live in a Tier 2 city. I mean, I feel like most cities in Canada are probably that way. I mean, our friends to the north, you got Toronto, Winnipeg. Those are some of the larger cities. But outside of that, you're pretty remote, no?
I don't know Canada that well.
No, you're not a geography buff when it comes?
Well, I know Toronto and Vancouver, but outside of that.
Now, can you move from Tier 1 or Tier 2 to Tier 1?
Yeah, just move.
No. Not physically.
Just get on an airplane.
Not physically. If we're like as a city.
Oh, can you move up?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey,
let's get back on the sports. So, if you only have one professional franchise, you're probably a tier two city, right? Like, is Portland?
Yeah,
just got the Trailblazers.
If high single A is your only professional sport, Tier two city.
Sacramento. Sorry,
they got the Kings.
I know, but you'll forever be. I don't see another franchise moving to Sacramento. Do you? The River Cats are the biggest thing going on there. Let's think Nashville.
Nash Vegas. They got the Titans and the hockey team.
Oh, I didn't realize the Titans. Well, see, when you have like a state as your team name, I don't really get. Are you just claiming the whole state? That's something that's foreign to me. But I mean, you get it. Tier two cities.
It is the South.
All right, tier two cities. If you live in one, that's. I think it's a good reference to tier two friends. Let's wrap this up. That's our tier two cities teaser. If you live in one, it's okay. But just recognize that you live in a tier two city. Enjoy it, embrace it, and become an Uber driver.